Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Welcome back to the Pain Game YouTube channel. Don't forget to like the video and subscribe if you haven't already. Today I'm talking Ryan Garcia, who is scheduled to fight Devin Haney soon, except that's the last thing he should be doing right now. He doesn't look good. I don't know what the hell is going on, but we're going to look into it. About a year ago, he did this interview on Impulsive, and he seemed fine.
But again, everything plays a part, spiritual, physical, everything. So when I go into this, I'm obviously, you know, wanting to be in tune with all aspects of myself.
So you get the point. He's quite clear in his speech there. He looks fine. He looks fit and sharp. And his voice is fine. Quite a clear voice. Now let's look at him now.
He was putting a lot of pressure. I could feel the tide changing, so I had to switch it up. I wanted to stop the pressure. So I went into the shoulder rope. Didn't really get hit. I got hit maybe 3 times in the shoulder rope. So if I'm not getting hit, you guys can make fun of it all you want. If it works, I love it.
So obviously his voice sounds very different. And one of the other things I've been noticing about this guy is the face twitching. I've never seen anyone's face twitch like this before in my life. It's right dead center around between his eyes and towards his nose. You see he did it very immediately in this clip.
He was putting a lot of pressure. I could feel the tide changing, so I had to switch it up. I wanted to stop the pressure.
It's just strange little things we're noticing about this guy, and the voice is so different. And look, we remember, you know, back in the day, Tyson Fury's voice changing quite dramatically, and a lot of people put that down to substance abuse or whatever. And look, I'm not here to judge this guy, because people go through shit, right? And people turn to things, and I feel sorry for him if that's what's happening right now. But he's posting so much stuff that is really troubling and worrying. It's hard to know whether he's joking and whether he's embellishing on something that is real, or whether he's completely lost his mind.
At the end of the day, you know, I want to clarify some
Stop
things.
Stop the coke, nigga. It's fucking up your voice.
You can hear the Devin Haney accusing him of drug use.
I want to clarify some things.
There's the twitching again.
I don't do cocaine. I would do a lot.
His face is twitching so strangely here. Just focus on this.
I want to clarify some
twitch,
things.
Twitch.
I don't do
another
cocaine.
One. Another one. Another one, another one. This is all in the space of 10 seconds.
I drink and I smoke weed, and so has the majority of this room.
Bro, I smoke weed and drink, right? That don't happen to me. My voice hasn't completely changed. I'm not twitching away. Like, this is bizarre.
The younger generation look up to us. What are you talking about? Why are you
trying
to
public?
He definitely seems like floating right now. He is just ultra chill right now.
Whatever you do behind closed doors.
I don't know what he's talking about.
Doors.
Anyways,
that fucking twitch there is worrying, man. At first, I was thinking that maybe he's using the worry around him as a way of generating interest to buy a pay-per-view. But like, that twitching he's not in control of that. That's just happening to him. So I'm pretty confident to say that there is some form of substance abuse going on right now. I haven't got a clue what. But if you're a boxer and you're fighting a trained killer in 4 to 6 weeks, this can't go on. We can't allow him to fight. Just even saying this, before we even get in to all the shit he's coming out with, just this alone. And part of the problem is, when you're the guy who brings the money in, everyone's going to fucking be your friend. No one wants to tell you no, you're in charge. And all of the fucking hangers-on and backslappers are just allowing this. When real friends in this moment, real people who give a fuck about him, would never in a million years allow him to jump in a boxing ring in this fashion.
It's young kid watching it.
Mom, you good, mom? Thank you.
This is fucked, man. This is fucked. His mum's talking and his face is still twitching. He's not even talking here. And it's sad, because this guy was the young face of boxing. He literally is one of the most famous boxers in the world. And his fame, with his look, because he isn't, you know, quite a good looking lad. He's had all these modeling agencies spending money on him, and all Versace, Louis Vuitton and them working with him. He brought so much hype to boxing. And for a guy who is a bit of a pretty boy, was not afraid to take the hardest fucking fucking fights possible. He made Tank Davis when he took that fight, even though Tank made him sign a rehydration clause so that Ryan, even though he wasn't the favourite, wouldn't be at 100% in that fight. He still took the fight, and now he's taking Devin Haney. You could argue pound for pound they're the two hardest fights in fucking boxing right now, and he took them. So the kid's got balls. But are there other reasons for that? Because it's been speculated that he has massive gambling debts. Bryce Hall, who we had on the podcast not long ago, who rules in those circles, said, look, there's rumors that he's millions of pounds in debt through poker. And if you are, then maybe you're going to want to escape from that stress of people A, wanting to kill you in the boxing ring, and owing a bunch of money out and struggling with the pressure of being Ryan Garcia, you know, worth all this money at this young age. Maybe he's just losing it right now, like Paul Gascoigne once did in football. Fame isn't for everyone. Even at my low level, it's not easy. So God only knows how hard some of these people find it at this age. And ironically, stood right next to him is Oscar De La Hoya, who also had a lot of fame and was seen as the golden boy, as his name is. And he had a lot of substance abuse problems. So you'd think having a right-hand man behind him like that would be enough to get him out of this mess and someone actually take control of the situation and go, I've seen this before, enough's enough, we're going to do the right thing. But this is the man who profits off of him. So is he going to do the right thing? Maybe only when it gets to a point where it's so bad no one can ignore it anymore. But I think we're already there. So he's taken to Twitter and said, I'm not on drugs. Everyone's coming at me like I'm on drugs and I'm going through an episode. Nah, drug test me. You will never find drugs. Don't believe you. He then says, okay, enough. I'm going to have to do this. I'm going to end this Jake Paul boxing thing. He's in the middle of a really bad situation here, and yet he's still finding time to mock Jake Paul's boxing ability. I mean, he's a multitasker.
I can't do this shit. I feel so fucking bad for introducing Jake Paul to boxing. I fucked up.
That was actually Deji, I think. I'm just saying, if we're going to blame anyone, blame Deji. It's Deji's fault.
I can't allow this to happen. I can't. He's... disrespecting my sport. He disrespecting everything. I don't know. Call my team, Jake. Fuck you.
Yeah, I don't think that this was that serious. He's then done a video called Clearing Things Up, which I have a feeling does the exact opposite of that.
Hey guys, it's me, Ryan. I'm coming on here to explain what's going on. I'm not in possession of my phone. I can't get access to my Instagram. My cards are locked.
I just don't understand this, because you're literally tweeting off of your phone, right? And you're posting videos on your account. And he looks quite clean here. He looks all right. You know, he looks well looked after. And the reason I would comment on that is because I've seen people have manic episodes before, be in bad places where they don't want to even look after themselves in any way, shape or form. It's way worse than anything I'm seeing here. So despite the physical symptoms, there is a possibility to be explored where he is exaggerating things. Still doesn't explain the face twitching and all of that shit.
They try to put me in jail. They're blocking my cards. I can't access my money.
None of this makes sense. He's not explaining it. They've tried to put me in jail. They've taken my cards. I mean, there's just like no proof of any of this. It could be bollocks. He then went on a little tweeting spree saying, I'm going to prove I'm not tripping. He then takes it up a notch. Attention to those who sold their soul. There's no way back. You can't sell your soul. You didn't read the contract. You just signed. Probably didn't care. So that's sort of the beginning of what is sort of the ramblings of a madman. He says, let him know, Elon, they are creating a robot society. He says to Elon Musk, removing humans and the clones. I don't even want to start, but I will. The files of UFOs are coming out for a reason. So when the rapture happens, they'll blame it on aliens and everyone on Earth is still confused. He's got a point. The demons can morph into creatures, animals, people. Aliens can be anything. It is going along those lines a lot now. Maybe he's just watched a little too much David Icke. Nah, you can never have too much David Icke. I'm sorry my tweets aren't written properly. They are very badly spelled. I'm being heavily attacked, he says. Spiritually, I'm in a battle and I'm winning. A lot of these sound exaggerated and deliberately written for effect. You know, block capitals, deliberately spelled bad. Maybe he's just exaggerating. And then he tweets out something like, I will tell someone the names, DM me, and you release it, which will basically be me releasing it. He's kind of acting like he's really dumb there. And that's where I start getting skeptical, because when people are in the middle of a breakdown or an episode, in my experience, and look, I'm sure everyone's different, and I can only go off what I've seen and heard myself and been told. I've interviewed psychologists and they say, like, people don't just get really dumb all of a sudden. If anything, they become more secretive and more afraid of the people out there who are coming to get them, or the voices in their head. They don't automatically come out with it to a psychologist and be like, I'm hearing voices. They try to act as normal as they can because they're fearful. So this is where I'm skeptical, because it feels quite forced, some of this. So, like, I do think that there are some real problems there, but also I do think he's really turning the volume up and trying to get as much attention as possible in the process. Kind of like a Kanye West thing, because Kanye would deliberately play on people's emotions as well when he was going through stuff. Does no one care that the children of Disney are always losing it? Maybe that's a point about him, though. Like, he's kind of been a child star in many respects, and child stars do tend to fucking go off the deep end. I mean, Macaulay fucking Culkin's a cautionary tale if there ever was one. Not everyone can handle it, you know, and maybe this is kind of the point. He did go on some Twitter spaces and talk to a few people, so we've got a little bit of that to listen to.
Think that you're not in a good place mentally?
Of course, because the truth is stranger than nonfiction. I'm being honest.
It's truth is stranger than fiction. Nonfiction is the truth, just to be clear.
Because I have the information on elites.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And I could expose them. Everybody thinks I'm crazy, but I could show you proof every day. Look up Bohemian Grove.
For those who don't know, Bohemian Grove was a place where a lot of politicians regularly congregate to worship the owl god, and they do like ritualistic sacrifices that apparently aren't real animals or real people, but they sort of do these devil worshipping ceremonies there. I think he's gone down one of those rabbit holes that I went down about 15 years ago.
No, they're gonna put it on the fucking newspaper fucking form.
I think that's his missus in the background. I'm not sure which one, because he's been posting a lot of different women to his Instagram right now saying how he misses this one and he's now with this one. And look, I'll be honest, a lot of they're just OnlyFans girls. At least he's having a good time to some degree.
Yo, Ryan, I care about you, bro. Don't
worry. All right, what's up? I think you are.
He's just told his missus, you're possessed.
Disney fucking has kids that are getting raped out of a ritual, bro. What the fuck? You want me to stand back and let it happen?
I'm starting to believe a bit more listening to this.
Why do you think IG and Facebook is down?
He's right. Instagram was down for about an hour that day, but I think they were just updating the software. I don't think it was to silence Ryan Garcia from exposing the global elites who are obviously raping the Disney children. But I could be wrong. He could be right. Maybe he's right. I don't know. And just when you think things haven't gotten bad enough for Ryan Garcia, he's now went and had a conversation with Andrew Tate. Yeah, that's rock bottom confirmed. But then maybe he's the one who can help Ryan Garcia uncover the truth. I mean, he was a victim of the Matrix. He was doing nothing wrong. They just went and arrested him for no reason. So if anyone should understand Ryan Garcia, it's Andrew Tate. Or they're both talking absolute bollocks. I'll let you be the judge.
You know the higher elites, bro. You already know who they are, bro.
He knows them.
You know the path you're going down is dangerous, my friend.
I just love the way he legitimizes all this bullshit immediately. It's a dangerous path. They'll arrest you too. They'll see you sex trafficked as well, Ryan Garcia. They'll plant the evidence.
You have proof of this on your phone?
Yes, of course I do. The fuck are you talking about? Of course. If Alex could get a fucking video from the Bohemian Grove, of course I could.
Alex Jones got a video entering Bohemian Grove about 25 years ago. I imagine they've put a fence up since then.
Well, I have to be careful what I say because I'm in the middle of a judicial process right now.
You want me to get you out of it?
Ryan Garcia offering to get Andrew Tate out of this Romanian court case. I did not have that on the bingo card for this year, but I'm all about this.
Tell everyone at home then. Start from the beginning. When did this happen? Where did this happen? What exactly did you see? Why have you tweeted the things you've tweeted? Let people at home understand you a little
because
bit.
Because I don't give a fuck, bro. They raped me, right?
I wasn't expecting this. Okay.
I was 2 years old. They raped me.
Yeah, this feels more. This feels like mental illness for sure. I don't know if Ryan was actually a victim of anything as a child, but with the things he's coming out with mixed with saying that, it just feels like more and more likely that he is going through an episode, a breakdown of sorts where he has mental illness. Yeah. If he isn't and he is acting. This is some Joaquin Phoenix level acting. I don't know if you know that the guy from Gladiator, he made a movie all about him losing his mind. In reality, he was just playing a character the whole time and fucking with everyone. I just don't think that Ryan Garcia is doing that. I just don't think a grown man would come out with something like that unless he was either reliving something very traumatic or he was going through a breakdown. I don't think he would just say that as faking to get more attention. Now, we're in different territory now from the beginning of the video.
This is my advice to you as a brother. I'm trying to make it, if you want people to believe you, you're going to have to come along and explain from the absolute beginning.
How about let's not do all of this on the internet and maybe get him in front of a psychiatrist, a psychologist, someone who has a professional level of understanding of what may or may not be going on with Ryan Garcia now. Do it in private and look after the guy. How about that? Yeah, I'd feel good if we did that. Because sitting on Twitter spaces, rambling and quizzing this guy, I don't think is helping him in any way, shape, or form.
They listen to the devil. I listen to God. God gave me authority. It's over for everybody, bro.
That's enough for me, really. I do think it is true, and I think he is struggling. And I think, for Christ's sakes, no pun intended, get this guy some help. Like, get him off this fight trail. No fight is happening here. There's no way in hell any responsible fight promoter organization could allow this to continue. He needs a psychiatric evaluation, he needs rehab for the clear drug use, and he needs to get clean and sort himself out, and hopefully at some point we can see him do what he does best. But for now, he needs protecting from himself. So that's all I've got to say. It's a pretty fucking sad situation, and I really hope that the lad gets the help he needs. Let me know your thoughts in the comments below. How do you see this? Do you think the fight is going to happen? And, you know, what do you think should be done for the best for Ryan Garcia? Hit that like button, subscribe to the Pain Game YouTube channel. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you on the next one.